inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Recent gusty fall winds mean extra debris on our lawn and yards. What to do with all those leaves? And with us on the line, as usual, is Master Gardener Ed Byarski for this week's edition of Garden Talk. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
I guess just kind of throwing them all into a burn pile would be kind of pointless, right?
Yeah, right. How much diesel fuel is it going to take to get them to burn?
Especially if they're wet.
Exactly. And then you smoke up the neighborhood and people get unhappy with you. So, no, they're a valuable resource and really should be used, should be saved, gathered for their organic matter and used for, ideally, they're better composted if you can run them through a lawnmower or something like that, and then toss them into your compost.
Just to break them up a little bit?
Yes, exactly. I mean, the smaller shreds, because otherwise they tend to pile and stick together. They can really become an anaerobic pile, which is just the opposite of what we want. So chopping them up loosely. Worms, if folks have a worm bed, worms love leaves if they're shredded up. On the other hand, if you want to use those leaves to in an area that you want to convert into a garden, say from one of those nasty four-letter words that I talk about,
lawn,
they can be really used to smother the lawn and the weeds underneath it. You know, make a pile on top of the lawn, and then you might still put a piece of plastic over all of that, but then the worms will help break that down. During the winter, and even in the spring, it may take 2 years even. You know, you can add some more next year. And they are a great resource, but we should also be removing them off the lawn because of what they can do to smother, as well as raking them away from areas like our raspberry patch, where those leaves can help reinfest the raspberries with the yellow rust. And again, even underneath apple trees, too, where, again, if we have scab as a disease, that a lot of the fungus diseases leave spores on the leaves and the ground, and they then are splashed back up onto the shrubs and trees in the springtime.
And slugs probably like these, too.
Well, yes, they do make good slug habitat along with a whole lot of other stuff. So, yeah, doing that cleanup work. And we can also bag up leaves to use as insulation around our more tender plants, or for folks who have plants in containers, which are more sensitive to freezing and thawing through the sides of the containers. If you put bags of leaves around them, then again, that slows the freezing-thawing action around them. Or even on a garden bed, maybe we want to make allow carrots to stay in the ground longer into the fall or winter. You'd put bags of leaves on top of them, and then again, that provides that extra insulation so the ground doesn't freeze, and we can then pull them later into the fall and winter.
And then you can probably still use the bags of insulation, repurpose that later for compost.
Oh, of course, yes. And really, just leaving the leaves in those bags a year or even 2 years later, if the bags hold up, because there are some of those bags which do break down fairly easily too, that then it is just the most beautiful compost. I mean, they talk about in books about using leaf mold to add to gardens, and it is truly very nice stuff.
Do you have to add any sort of additive, though, or anything else like that?
Well, if you've actually a little bit of garden soil or a little bit of compost, a handful or two per bag of leaves, or a little bit of seaweed, too, all of that helps bring in some of the naturally occurring fungus and bacteria, which will help them break down. So, again, that can help the process to be a better end product.
But that's only after you're done with them as an insulator.
No. Even now. So you rake them up, the alders and the cottonwood and the maple leaves. Bag them now. Add some of that other good stuff to them. And use them for the insulation. So things are working. You know, the little critters in there are working away diligently to break down all that organic matter. And it's a perfect thing. So then when you open them up, whether it be next spring or whenever, then they're ready to be used or buried in the garden.
Okay. Ed Byerski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.